This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, May 20th, 2025.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah.
I hate asking that, too. I'm not going to.
No, that's, no.
No, it's just, that's going against my code. I don't like
asking that.
No, it's just like, it's a me thing. Like, if you were not good, you wouldn't be here. Or, like, I would know otherwise, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's kind of redundant.
Just like when you say on TNC, like, how you doing? It's usually never good. You're like, oh, why do I ask that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to ask the wrong things at the wrong time, constantly. But what you're saying, though, is, like, it's that that trivial stuff.
Yeah, it's like a little conversation starter, which could be different, could be better.
I remember when I found out, because I was a big fan of Johnny Carson. And I had to watch Johnny Carson, like, in private, too, because some comedian was on there one time. So, Hey Baby was like, you don't need to watch that show. And then...
You say bad words?
Yeah. And then my dad didn't like some of Johnny's Southern humor that he would do.
Yeah, he'd poke fun sometimes.
Yeah. So, but
Original is.
But I loved Letterman as well. And I remember when I first found out that, I mean, obviously, you don't think about stuff. Most people don't think about this, like the fourth wall stuff. And I remember finding out, how did Dave Letterman know to ask Pauly Shore? How did he know to ask him, hey, so you broke your toe last week? Like, how did he know that? There was no social media. Like, how did he always know that? And then you find out either Dave went in and talked to Pauly for a little while, or a stagehand or a producer went and said, hey, you got any fun stuff you want to talk about?
Before we knew what really producers did.
Yeah. Producer, yeah, right. Yes. Like a producer is one of those things. I've not seen the musical. So I'm not quite sure what that's even about. I got a good idea. I got a good idea what they're producing.
That's funny you mention that, because I was just watching a video on this.
TV producers?
No, the segment. I forgot who it was, but they were like, you talk to these people, the segment producers, for over an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They pick all the notes back to the host. Sometimes he won't even use them.
And they're the ones that book them.
Yeah. And they're like, if you get so good, they don't even do the pre-interview anymore. They just let you go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I said Conan was easier to work with when that, as far as that went.
Right. But you know how you just, the innocence of watching, you're like, oh, that was, he's a great interviewer. He knew to ask him, had he broke a bone recently?
Did you break anything? How do you feel?
This is Dave. You do it, Dave.
You know what? No, because I gained a further, like, an appreciation for Letterman after his show. Like, I didn't think his show was very good. He didn't attempt to do bits. I mean, he threw a pencil at the camera.
He himself, okay, so he himself didn't put on all denim and walk amusement parks.
Well, I mean, you got the Beyondo, which was, you know, just the face flying around. You had JJ walking. Like, he tried to do bits.
Well, he had Muji Burr and Sarah Jewel, the the foreign cleaners that worked downstairs.
That was okay.
Larry Bud Melman, the old man.
You had that. You had throwing the pencil and stupid pet tricks. That was it.
What else do you want?
He had the animal like, set.
Did you say top 10 list?
It was very predictable. Yeah, I don't count that as like a bit, really. That's like just a part of the show.
He wrote a whole book of a top 10 list.
Yeah, but his way of talking to people was kind of cool, though. Where that people were relaxed showing up on his show that he knew.
Right, because he already knew what he was going to ask them. Everybody was chill. You know,
maybe you can try the laugh. Can you do the Letterman laugh?
I remember when I was a kid, I wrote, you know, because I would send off for autographs in the mail. And I got an autographed picture back from him, but he wrote his name all over his face. And I was thinking, that's like, what a like comic move. Like he had all this area down here, but there he is wearing his sport coat and he wrote. I don't know if he wrote best wishes, but just Dave Letterman all over his face, like almost on purpose. And I was like,
it's messed up.
No, but it's like, that's a cool thing. Somebody like him don't think he's good looking.
He's a conversationalist. I like him now.
Yeah.
But
See, you nailed it. That's what it is. He knows how to talk to people.
It's like the old Bobby the Brain bit. You know, he'd take a picture with fans and the boys. And I'll take it, sure. But he'd cut the heads off.
Uh-huh.
So when you got the picture back, nobody knew it was you.
And usually the producers meet in a meeting and they find what's hot and try to book the people that are in the news or, you know, comedians that are funny. And but what I'm saying is to make it on a show like that, that's going to make your career as a comedian and that's going to be your defining moment to be on Letterman or Johnny Carson.
I agree.
God, you know what's
weird? I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
What's weird about that is sometimes we'll get offered, like, you know, similar stuff. Like, hey, do you want to try this thing out to make it a little easier for you? Or I'm like, and there's something, you know, similar to that was, hey, like, you know, like dog turds could be popular. You want to talk to an expert on dog turds?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get them like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And he did outrageous things like throwing things off the roof and then across the street. I remember that kind of stuff. Like, why are they doing that?
We fed Fat Boy bologna from the roof at time.
Yeah.
Hit me in the nuts with it repeatedly. Like my mouth is up here.
Or like Audio Slave played on like the sign or something. I remember the way they were like on half leaf.
Oh, on the old
front of the building.
The old God, what was that called? The old building he was in. Some famous theater. Ed Sullivan Theater.
Oh, yeah. It was a back door to Studio 54, a secret tunnel. He had sealed off.
Really?
Yep.
Who had sealed off, Letterman? Dave?
Yeah, when he got the building.
Huh.
You know what?
I wonder what that was for. Prohibition?
Yeah, I don't know. I would lump those in together back then. That was a different time in late night. Like now, it's just... Fallon does bits, but it's geared toward very young people.
Exactly. Like, are you trying to get in their head the way that, you know, they do with Marvel now? Because they make, like, and my grandson loves Spidey. Not Spider-Man, but Spidey.
Spidey.
Little baby Spider-Man.
Spidey.
Little baby
How
Hulk.
Cute.
Yeah. He likes that, and they've implemented that already. Or the way they... This is weird to me. I don't understand it. Every time I go and... I mean, it's not often that I go shopping for clothes for my grandson, but if I'm ever in a store and I see, you know,
your animals,
I'll do the traditional text, hey, what size is he kicking around these days? And everything dinosaurs. Everything. And I know Jurassic Park's coming out soon, but like...
Very it's like, interesting.
It's real interesting how they're just trying to, at birth, try to... All right, now, dinosaurs are real, okay?
I know.
Just so you know.
We all can...
We want you to be born and just accept dinosaurs. Nothing else but nope. dinosaurs. And I saw it at Target. Every little boy's clothes had dinosaurs on it.
We all can't agree how old the Earth is, but dinosaurs are acceptable.
Yeah. They're fun.
When some people deny they even existed. But, you know, as far as
where's
kids
the proof?
Go,
yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe a major skeleton full of bones.
God, I know.
See, that right there... And another thing that I was kind of, well, it's not benevolent, just ignorant to, was that when you see a dinosaur, you know, skeleton, it's like 80% bullcrap. Like it's got some of the bones, but they recreated the rest of it. Like in the Guggenheim, I think, is only like one, or not Guggenheim.
Pickens County?
Smithsonian. Where it's like the most complete, but they recreate a bunch of the different pieces in there. Like, who's to say it wasn't a big monster?
You know what? Since the whole Noah's Ark discovery, I'm kind
of... Tar pits.
I'm a little shaken, so... And I only know about the tar pits because of Last Action Hero.
What about the tar pits?
Did they even existed? Like, it's like a wonder of... not really science, I guess you'd say. But.
Well, like old... Not even Christian, but like old text... say that people back then believed that there was, and you got to wonder like where it would come from, but there was like, it was another word for hell, but it was like the black murky tar pits under earth.
Hades.
Mm-mm.
Like Merconium, what babies have when they crap on the way out. Maybe it's the pit of Merconium.
I've never, what is that?
It's like this, what comes out of the babies when they come out. Like it's like dark black Merconium.
It comes like out of where? Out of their...
I guess
their,
they crap it.
Oh, really?
Let me double check. I know that's what it is and that's what it's called.
That's interesting. That is... I have something I've never thought about. The baby's eating while it's in there, you know, milk and such and whatever mom's, you know, eating. And
from the umbilical cord.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, that's his first stool. Meconium is newborn's first stool.
Meconium.
A thick, sticky... dark green to black substance.
That sounds like the company name of the one that it'll eventually buy us.
Oh, it's made up of amniotic fluid, mucus, and other materials.
Oh, wow.
Well, that makes sense.
Wow.
Oh, God, I think I still got some left that I'm trying to pass.
Don't you ever feel that way? Like, man, I feel some meconium spinning around in me.
It's still there. It's been there a long time.
Oh, it kind of looks like collard greens, to be honest with you.
Like what?
Collard greens. Like, there's a picture of it.
Oh, Lord.
You should have passed that fat boy.
Oh, here's a diaper blockage. Full of it. Oh, it's on his mom's leg. Like,
Too soon.
Yeah, I don't care if it's natural or what. If you got doo-doo on your stomach. I'm out.
I didn't come out of the stomach. That baby just came out spraying.
Well, it's like she's holding him, and it just like went everywhere. Like it's on him.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. So they're
doing. He held a lot of newborns. Then they poo and pee everywhere.
Like I get, you want to breastfeed your kid when you first have him. You want to take that picture. That's cool. But if he's got like doo doo all over you, then that's clean up.
That's why there's like three or four nurses standing there with that little clear box that they're going to go over there and go clean him up, clean her up real good, and then swaddle it. Like baby Jesus. But no manger for you, buddy. You get a $11,000 a day hospital bed. Nothing but the best.
It's
nothing but the best.
This stuff is wild, man.
The more meconium you produce, we sell that to the rich elite because they eat it because it makes them younger.
It's like foie gras.
It's the God bless. I wish I was more on it this morning. I overslept a little. I was here on time, but I overslept. So I'm kind of like, what was that they ate in Solvent? What was that movie? They all ate that green stuff. It was like a protein drink. They all ate it in the future.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, Soylent. Soylent Green.
Well, I don't know that
from,
one.
From...
That movie's scary.
Odyssey, Space, 2001 Space Odyssey.
They start eating people because there's not enough food on the Earth.
Oh, the theme Ric Flair stole?
The theme, So do the Gamecocks, so. Makes it fun. It's okay. I don't know where Sandstorm came from. Like, what is the history of Sandstorm?
I don't know.
About Derube.
A lot of people use it.
Like EDM music wouldn't exist without that song, man.
Really,
that's like one of the first ones that you ever heard, like at least I ever heard, where they ever like amped it up with.
Got to interview old Derude and say, hey, man, where'd you get this from?
Hey, Derude, tell us about Sandstorm. Were you in Egypt after the sun went down? Mate, it was just 115 degrees, and as soon as the sun went down, it was 44 degrees outside.
Outside?
Yeah. He went. He's Egyptian / Irish.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
He went in a little Becky Lynch at the end.
Oh, man.
A little Bucky Lynch.
I rode by this morning. You know, Roar was here last night.
Mm.
Trying to see if I see anybody left, you know. Early in the morning. Maybe somebody's
stragglers
coming.
Outside.
Maybe somebody's coming off the bus. Maybe they don't exactly
maybe
leave.
Judgment Day is still in their clubhouse.
It was kind of cool to see, you know, in the pre-show, like, oh, I know that, you know, where they're at. Mm. But there was nobody. Nobody was left.
I tell you what, and this is just the reality of it. They being TKO WWE, and I'll just say this from my point of view. They so you're listening on the podcast, Fat Boy just started Sandstorm by Derude.
Cock Caboose is hopping.
WWE has been all their PLEs, all their Monday Nitro. My Lord, I was going to say Monday Night Raw, and then went to Nitro, and then SmackDown, and all that. Like they've been selling out, and where you're hearing like $100 tickets are going 3 to 4x. So, but they come to Greenville last night. Not a sellout. In fact, nowhere near it, because I could tell. I did not watch the entire thing. I watched approximately 45 minutes of it. And then I was like, I don't like these commercials. I'm going to wait tomorrow and just watch a commercial. And I seen the way they panned the camera, so I could tell TV right here, right and left corners were not many people.
Yeah.
And then the upper deck sprinkled in. And I think I know why.
I do too.
I think I absolutely know why.
Now, if you look at last time, we talked to Damian Priest this month, last year.
Yes.
Better crowd.
Yes.
Well.
They've been rolling. So what they did, because they're rolling, and I get it. I mean, it makes sense, especially when it's a multi-corporation running your business now, that there's cost-cutting measures, and you just got to look at what puts the bread on the table.
Yeah.
Or ham or whatever you choose to eat.
I don't want to spoil it for you. I really don't.
What, the
because I watched the entire show. And there's probably some disappointing fans last night.
Well.
Really?
Let me just say this, though. Because they've been rolling so hard, you may have realized several people asked, hey, which wrestler is going to be on the show Monday? Which wrestler is going to be on the show Monday? Every time Raw or SmackDown comes in, y'all have the champion or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, none. And for the first time, and I mean, it's just facts is facts. They didn't spend a dime with us this time.
Nope.
Advertising Monday Night Raw. And we all, and I at least tried to, I mean, it got mentioned, but I was like, I'm not just going to sit here as a fan and just talk about it and just give them free publicity. Just not, I mean, I will the next morning because, you know, it's over with now. But it's like, no, because I think not, and I'm not just saying us, but I think they just, their britches got too big. We don't need radio. We don't need to go do the Heidelberg show.
Who do we got to talk to? Paul? Lee Fitton?
Paul's not taking my calls.
Hang up.
Actually, I was texting Precious Paul Ellering thinking it was Levesque.
That's the wrong one.
That was my first mistake.
Wrong Paul.
I really, and they count on Green, and I'm not just saying us. I'm saying probably, well, I am. I mean, let's be honest here. Let's be honest. Who else is selling wrestling tickets on the radio? I think it's us.
Yeah.
I'm very confident of that, in fact. But also, the fact that Greenville, South Carolina, legendary wrestling town. I mean, it just is. History shows it. I mean, every Christmas day for humpteen years. And they think they just relied on that. And it didn't sell out.
They want you to make, yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'm looking at it from the business standpoint right now, not the wrestling business, but just business. And it's like, they just thought they didn't need it.
I was going into it last night thinking, oh, I can't wait to see the shirt, the special shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
They didn't, did they?
No.
Well, I mean, what would they have done? They're going to have guys wrestling on the damn bridge downtown? I mean, what else besides that bridge have they given Greenville any? Like, define that city. Without that bridge, how can you?
I don't want to be that cynical about it, but I mean,
I'm being like realistic, I think. Like, tell me Greenville, South Carolina, without talking about that bridge.
I don't know if people talk about the bridge that much, do they?
That's the only image that outsiders have about Greenville is that bridge. They think it's longer than it is when they get there. They think there's all this hoopla going around.
Usually it's
just a bridge.
It's food and weather. That's like all I hear about. But you know,
food and weather brought to you by Jeremy Ellenberg, weather? Esquire.
If you have a farewell tour, you should probably make every date, right? Try to make every date.
Oh, yeah. So he wasn't there.
No.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to see what the shirt was going to look like. I'm like, oh, farewell short.
What short? Shoeless Joe Jackson never gave up.
I know, and he couldn't read either. He sold liquor.
He should have made a Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect shirt for Shoeless Joe Jackson, but Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect were misspelled.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
And it was like in purple and yellow Greenville Growl logo style, like old school, you know? Maybe even a tip of the hat to the G-Braves or something. They could have done something fun with that. Knox White could have come. What celebrities were there? Any?
Not that I saw.
See, they didn't invite us.
Yeah, they're all at Serene Stadium, busy.
Put us up. They owe us a WrestleMania at Serene Stadium now.
They do. Outdoor, like the freaking Olympic Stadium, 1980, whatever year that was. We're wearing togas again.
It's just odd to try to figure out, like, okay, Logan Paul makes the shot.
Yeah.
But old Cena can't make it. Even Phil comes out at the very end. Sorry. Oh,
did he?
Yeah.
Well.
Which was odd because they were all chanting for him.
The Chick Magnet himself.
Who?
Chick Magnet Punk.
Yeah. I see him.
He would tell you Chicago made, but a lot of people that know say, nope, that's not it.
Nope. It's Chick Magnet.
Yeah.
It really is. That's where the problem came that day, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was my first question.
he was upset. Our boss thought it was funny that, you know, you got threatened with violence.
Well, but it wasn't
odd.
It wasn't working, though. He was a bitch. I say that hoping he's out of town now.
He's waiting outside.
Nah, I'd say it was Matt nice. Man. I'd get my ass killed.
Yeah, he's going to wait for me.
I'd still.
Did you say something about me, boy?
Yeah. He's a scumbag. Nevertheless, Truth and Consequences today. We've got, we're going back to the 50s and prior. We've got a guy who's going to tell his wife, no, we are doing this.
It's going to happen.
This 50-50 thing? No. I'm deciding what we're doing. The gall.
I feel like he don't get to exercise this move often.
If you go into this regard to do it, like Fred Flintstone wouldn't have called, you know, K-Rock. Oh, get it? He would have called K-Rock and said, Hey, Bon,
right.
Is that you down at the radio station? He'd be like, I got to call Wilma and tell her to quit charging it. He's kind of tall like a gangster, Fred did. You notice that?
Or an old Jewish woman from New York.
Hey, Bon. You want to go down and bowl?
Hey, Fred. Bonnie, did you call the radio show? Hey, Fred. They say we stole this from the Honeymooners.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to send me straight to the moon, Fred.
Okay. So, Truth and Consequences. He's going to put on his big boy pants and tell his wife off this morning.
Oh, big boy pants.
I know, yeah.
Snap.
I got some extra one of those, too. I got to bring them in for you.
Okay.
Well, you got to do the picture, at least.
Okay. God. Oh, man. My suit pants, that does look ridiculous. My old suit pants looks ridiculous.
You got to have some room for that.
You got your suit pants on.
My suit pants. Nice pleats in the front. All right, Truth and Consequences coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern. Feel free to call and text, same number, 1-800-774-0093. the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the plaques?
Well, we're going to find out who is now named Smarty Pants and also what people refuse to do at restaurants. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. The first one, I don't know. The number two question is number two.
Yeah, I kind of went past the first one. I'm trying to figure out the second one.
Someone's called Smarty Pants. I'm going to go ahead and pre-guess Blossom on that one. Yeah. You know, she's smart. And then also, I'm going to go number two for the number two question.
That's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to say tip. They don't tip good, Steve.
Tip?
Yeah.
I'll show us tip and
ding, ding, ding. Nah.
And poo.
Yeah.
All right. Paige does a good Steve Harvey. We got to remember that on Thursday for Fussin'. All right. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, here we go. People would never, ever do this at a restaurant. They refuse. 8% of them.
Eight. I'm going to stick with going number two. It's you don't want to do it prior to the meal, and you don't want to do it right after the meal, because if I'm leaving it there after I just paid for it, I'm going to feel like I got screwed over.
I had to do it at a pizza restaurant in Atlanta, and it was a nice restaurant, but it was somewhat small, and there was like a one-room bathroom.
Did it have to be evacuated?
I thought they might have thought the pepperonis were spoiled.
Like, you open the door to leave the bathroom, and there's a table of four sitting right
pretty
there.
Close.
Oh, man.
I had to, man. And I was in there a couple times for like 10 minutes each.
God.
There was a line the second time.
You must have had the rigatoni.
God. I had the,
you should have just left.
Something.
Oh, poor you.
It was bad, man. It was awful.
But you live to tell about it. So
like, I didn't know if I was going to make it 2.5 hours home.
Goodness,
it's a long drive
worst.
For a meal.
That's the worst.
How bad it was.
Is stopping every.
Let's have some real good pizza.
Every couple minutes, I gotta go party.
Remember that time he drove to Chicago, Paige, for pizza? He's like, I want that deep dish.
You gotta get the
pizza.
Welcome though. What brings you through Chicago today?
The pizza.
The pizza. The Bears. All right. So
rest in peace, Mongo.
Oh so, yeah.
This reminds me, there was someone who's very famous here, or I guess somewhat famous, who had a comment, and we'll talk about that next, but 8% of people wouldn't send their food back at a restaurant, even if it was completely different from what they ordered. There's many reasons why they wouldn't do that, but in this study, 40% of people say that they've never sent food back at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And 8% wouldn't send it back even if it was completely different. I generally just order something else. I'm like, this isn't what I wanted. That's all right. I just
but don't you think that the next meal, they're going to say, hey, that person at table 12 sent back the steak and they just want a salad now. So don't spit on the steak, spit on the salad.
Awesome.
Or do you think older people are sitting there and when they're wanting to send it back, they just close their eyes and see a young Jesse Jackson in their mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like sitting Probably. There talking about what he said in his book about when he worked at the hotel in downtown Greenville, he'd spit in people's food.
God,
his awesome. Words.
You his know, words. Is that why we have open kitchen concepts now?
We can see into them?
Yep.
Well, they could always go down and tie their shoe and spit a loogie on your baked potato.
Or just like teabag mm-hmm. your steak.
Yeah. Or, you know, pull out the scallions out of their backside.
You shove your fork up their ass.
Yeah. you actually go in the kitchen and do it. You know you're special if you get the chef's spoon.
Like, you deserve it if that happens at that point. Like, you just gave over your fork.
But I feel like there's only, like, I feel like middle-aged people don't send back. Older people and young people do.
Yeah.
How many people wouldn't think twice about it if they're like, can I borrow your fork, sir? I'll be right back.
Have you ever been out with somebody who sends everything back and complains about the whole meal?
We buried her last month.
Bless her.
Oh, no. She sent back a lot?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah. But she always said, if it's not what I ordered, I don't want to pay for it. I mean, she didn't try to get out of not paying her bill, but like she wanted
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Talking about you in a fun way.
Can't blame her.
Just, yeah. But it would make you like, all right, please say this until I get my food.
You can only do this once, right? And then you just kind of approach it the right way. If you're doing it 2 and 3 times in the same meal, they're going to do something to it.
No, I knew this person who said he was a chef, sent everything back, complained the whole time. And it just wasn't fun going out with him at all. Like, let's not eat.
Is this in California?
Yes.
Is his name Jack Tripper?
No.
Okay.
But that is my favorite show.
I didn't even think about that. Go out with somebody like that who's like, oh, I could chef here better than their chef.
Uh-huh. I'm so much better. Okay, well, why didn't you fix me dinner at home?
Is that like a chef's code you don't send back on each other? Like, I don't know.
Do you think this a medium well or medium rare? Do you know the difference?
Hot pink
that kind
center.
Of stuff.
Warm pink juicy center.
You might get a meconium sandwich sent back to you.
Mm.
Get the diaper we got in the back.
Is this foie gras? No. That's Medicaid or whatever he said.
He sent it back. Rub his steak in baby dookie.
What's it called? Meticulum?
Meconium.
Meconium. God, I just remember that because of Marconi.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll win a Meconium award.
Give us a Meconium.
Hopefully.
If not, let's make that and just award ourselves.
We can't even win that.
That.
That's bad.
Marconium. Marconium award. Yes.
It sounds like old guy that called the FOFs and Millenniums.
Millenniums.
Oh, all right. Well, and lastly, Conan O'Brien will voice a new Toy Story character for Toy Story 5. And he will voice the character named Smarty Pants.
I saw he was in the Please Don't Destroy movie. He was pretty funny in that, but I just saw a little clip of it.
Oh, yeah. Huh. What's so they're making up new toys now? to just market more.
I didn't know they were doing a new one.
I didn't either.
I mean, this news to me.
So Ernie Hudson was also joined. He's joining the cast to replace the late Carl Weathers as Combat Carl.
So they're just that's perfect, because I also intertwine the two of them in my mind when it comes to movies and TV shows.
Yep.
Can't remember which is which. That's a good mix right
there. It's Warden Glenn from Oz.
Yeah. Many others.
So they always change it up and introduce new characters. It's kind of...
He was also the slow repairman in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Where are we at, though, on the kid, though? Like, is the kid in college now? Is he married? Or are we, giving the toys to his kid now?
Andy?
I'm sure he's out of college by now.
Yeah, but, does that continue on with Toy Story 5? Like,
so this is the new generation.
Andy got his girlfriend pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he might want these old toys here.
What if Andy got hooked on the H? He's been banging H in his arm for past 5
years.
He's
got one thing left the drug dealer wants. He'll trade it for some H. He wants that Woody doll.
Or they're the only ones that could save him from his next fix.
Come on, Mr. Dealer Man. I'll blank your blank. No, man. I want the Woody doll.
What if that's one of the new characters, the syringe itself?
It's like, hey, man, I'm going in Andy's arm.
God, is Seth Rogen now involved in this?
I'm going in his arm! Get me!
Well, there's not too much known about the plot, so I can't tell you that. But all I know is, except the toys will deal with modern-day kids and electronics.
Ooh.
Put the syringe in there.
And Tim Allen previously said that there will be a focus on Jesse. So it hits
the
theaters
cowgirl, right?
Yep.
On June 19th.
Of course it will. They'll probably put Beyonce on the soundtrack.
Of next year.
God, probably. There's a snake in her boot, and it's Woody.
There's a snake in her boot.
It's his snake.
That's a new country song. There's a snake in her boot.
Featuring Big Mike.
Featuring Hardy would be on it. Well, I saw a clip of Hardy recently, and I thought he was going to fall off stage. Like, he's bigger than me, I think, at this point.
No way. I mean, nothing against either one of you.
No way.
he's just oddly shaped is Hardy.
He was walking across the stage. I'm like, he's going to get blown up before he gets in.
He never has been a small boy.
He's one of those guys that, he doesn't look thin, but he doesn't look, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'll Google that. Is Hardy fat?
Or is he just built that way? Okay. I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I can't tell what Catfish Billy some of the stuff he wears sometimes. Like, is he fat or not?
He's got curves.
He wears too much tight. Like, when you hit a certain age, you got to quit wearing them tight pants. Unless your name's Conway Twitty or Marty Stewart. Paige, thank you. Fat Boy, what is up in, what do we call this segment? Sports.
One of the most famous wrestlers in the whole entire world is trying to acquire a Hooters restaurant chain.
Oh, boy.
Might be able to do it.
That's an easy answer, I feel.
You think so?
Yeah.
If you had two guesses, you'd probably get it right on the first one.
John Daly or his son? Ooh. The other John Daly.
Ooh, we'll see. We'll see if you're right or not. Since neither one of them wrestle, I doubt it.
I thought you said golfers.
I said wrestlers.
Oh, crap, because I heard Fuzzy Zeller's opening a Church's Chicken.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sport brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, real quick. In 2009, this gentleman was released from Leavenworth Penitentiary. Is that how you say that word?
Nailed it.
It should be. You're right. Penitentiary. Yeah.
Mike Vick spent 19 months in prison. And also this day in 2011, we lost the Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Randy Poffo.
Sorry. Sorry for your loss.
Heart attack behind the wheel.
In Florida.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a wreck. Going up to heaven. Yeah. Come on up here, Cebu. But I'm going into this tree first before I get there.
Yeah. Don't you love those, especially now with AI, like the pictures of Cebu going up the stairway to heaven and there's Dusty and Andre and...
Oh, yeah.
No Chris Benoit, but there's other wrestlers that are there, like the hand, like, come on up here, buddy.
Where's Kurt Hennig and others? You know, where's Rick Rude?
You know what? That's another one that's not. Rick Rude was a.
Where's old classy nice Freddie Blassie? He should be on there, too.
Well, people don't remember him.
Are you pencil neck geeks?
Where's the Grand Wizard? Oh, never mind.
The Grand Wizard? I tell you real quick on the way out, Hulk Hogan.
On the way out.
Yep. Hulk Hogan's trying to acquire Hooters, the intellectual property. Don't know what he's going to do with it, but he's going to put in a bid for it on behalf of his all real of American beer.
All of them.
Is he just getting one?
I don't know how the breakdown's going to go. Obviously, they're franchises, but you know see, that's another interesting thing. If the chain files, is your franchise screwed?
Yes.
Like, because when you sign a franchise agreement, you're pretty much agreeing to abide by the menu pretty much in the signage.
Oh yeah. Just learned that from the founder, the great Michael Keaton movie.
So when McDonald's left Russia, they left all the stuff there, but it got rebranded. So I wonder if, you know, it turns into something else. If there's no more Hooters, could it be like, you know, Cooters?
Yeah, that's what I was
Hulkers.
Thinking.
Hulkers. Hulkers.
Get out of here.
Looters.
Looters. I need something. Pooters.
Pooters.
Cooters. Dude, why isn't maybe they have Cooter's Garage in Gatlinburg.
Yep.
Do a Cooter's shirt, but in the orange font of Hooters. I'd buy that shirt.
God, you should.
I should buy that shirt.
Yeah. Dooters, you can do so many things with.
It's Dooters. Okay. Thank you for that very abrupt end to sports. Yep. We have to, though.
It's got to give you a little bit to digest.
Right. God, when you said it was a former wrestler buying a Hooters, I was going to guess the Red Rooster.
Close. I said if I gave you two, you get it.
Okay. We'll take a break. Thank you.
Thank you more.
Truth and consequences when we come back. Ladies, just... I don't know how to judge this, too. Women are already, like, being spicy, as we say, on the text line. But the husband is basically calling his wife and saying, this is what we're doing with our money. I've decided that.
Oh.
I don't know if it's taking an initiative or being dumb or both.
Or does he never get to say his thoughts, and that's why he's doing it in this big way?
He was going
to say, I'm spending thousands of dollars on this.
He's passionate about something.
What maybe. If we were his backup plan the entire time? Like, this was, you know, concede when he's like, you know what, I'll go on the show and do it.
Well, we better get an invite.
Are you going to support him?
I got some new swimming trunks.
Uh-huh.
All right, truth and consequences with some summer implications right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.